Sisters and brothers, it's interesting that George Eliot came up for me last week, because she's coming up again for me now, both because I received in the mail this morning, and this was the 10th of March, Joel McIver's just out book on Rage Against the Machine. And you can read the interview he did with me for the book on the page Conversation with Joel McIver. And simultaneously, because I've been pondering this word, democracy. If you've been listening to these shows, you'll know that it's one of those key cons that we have to get clear on, to move on. And there's a poem George Eliot wrote that's pertinent. Where lies the power? There let the blame lie too. Nay, power is relative. You cannot fright the coming pest with border fortresses, or catch your carp with subtle argument. All forces twain in one. Cause is not cause unless effect be there. And action self must needs contain a passive. So command exists, but with obedience. The theme of today's show. It's startling to me as I read Joel's book, what a gift it is, what he's done. By asking the tough questions, the questions that have been plaguing the left for some time, like how to end the system while being part of the system, and what exactly is the system anyway? Like, what is the objective? And should we try to be strategic? And should our focus be local or global? And is Noam Chomsky right when he says, don't worry about the alternative. If you want a free and democratic society, you just go out and do it. But what is free? What is a democratic society? And does democracy mean free? And why do our bodies contradict what you say? In examining Rage Against the Machine's messages and why they resonated, in exploring what gave rise to the band, and then in asking those continuously recurring questions, Joel is describing the dilemmas that still face our resistance, we who are grappling with how to move on, beyond commodification, beyond dehumanization, beyond our separation from each other. And by bringing together the existing views of where we are, he's, in a sense, assessing the current state of our resistance, summarizing the current state of our understanding of the system, of our seeing reality, providing a tremendous service thereby, one very relevant and needed, I think, in this current moment, for reasons I'll be sharing shortly. Quote from Joel McIver, Rage Against the Machine. The most attention-grabbing element of the first 12 Rage Against the Machine songs was their lyrical content, devised by De La Rocha, and a pulverizing denunciation of almost everything which Western society was based on in 1991. Poverty versus wealth, exploitation of the masses by vested interests, the war crimes of the elite, the failure of education, the mental and physical enslavement of you and me. All of these things were spat out and stamped upon by this passionate kid with dreadlocks. Killing in the name. They use force to make you do what the deciders have decided you must do. Now you do what they taught you. Now you're under control. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. And that's killing in the name. Continuing with Joel, the unforgettable bullet in the head, which begins with a corded bass riff and slips quickly into some of De La Rocha's most venomous lyrics, addressing themes such as the manipulation of our minds by advertising, the song paints a picture of a zombified population, believing all the lies that you're telling you, buying all the products that they're selling you, sleepwalking through life as if brain dead. The singer refers to TV as an in-house drive-by, and audiences as the victims who are dispatched for corporations' convenience. Grim stuff, but delivered in a funky-as-hell manner, with Commer Ford's relentless bass groove devolving at the song's end into Rage's most famous riff, a spidery descending figure that's still heard all these years later in guitar stores worldwide. And that's Joel McIver, Rage Against the Machine. And here's an excerpt from Bullet in the Head. I give a shout out to the living dead who stood and watched as the feds cold centralized, so serene on the screen you were mesmerized. Cellular phones sound in a death tone, corporations cold turn you to stone before you realize. They load the clip in Omnicolor, said they pack the nine, they fire it at prime time. Sleeping gas, every home was like Alcatraz, and motherfuckers lost their minds. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say jump, you say how high. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say jump, you say how high. There's a lot in Rage's lyrics to ponder. And Joel's book captured, summarized those questions that we're still struggling with. And today we're going to just scratch the surface, and I'm struggling with that because, you know, I sort of want to give the book its due. But if you're interested, not sort of, I do. If you're interested in checking out his book, you can visit Joel's site, and I've got links to it on the website as well as the Blabbermouth site. And if you're interested in taking that broader discussion out into the community, me too. Please get in touch.